I think it is a fantastic idea to have a permanent memorial at the Arboretum, which is a, if you've ever been to the Arboretum, you'll know it's a really nice, serene place, a place of solitude where you can go and remember lots of different organisations of fallen people. But so, yeah, it's a really nice idea.
What do you think of the actual sort of structure itself? I mean, it's quite, from the plans, it does look quite a spectacle, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've looked briefly at the artist impressions on it, and it looks really, really impressive. Really impressive, if that's the right phrase for such a memorial.
How would it feel for you to know that, you know, your daughter will be amongst those being honoured and remembered in that way?
Again, I think it's quite poignant. And yeah, it's that sad but proud moment, for obvious reasons. I'd rather her name be on another plaque, remembered for what she's doing now, rather than what happened to her.
How important is it that not just the families have somewhere to go and reflect, but the public can remember as well?
I think it's really important because at the end of the day, these police officers have given their lives defending the public. And there is a phrase that police officers run towards danger when everyone else is running away. And again, it's letting the public remember that fact, that when they're facing danger, there's somebody else coming to their aid. And it is quite right that they are remembered that way.
And of course, Nicola, you know, the circumstances that she died in, you know, she was protecting the public, she was going towards danger.
Yeah, obviously the details with Nicola and Fiona's in the case were that, for all intents and purposes, they were answering a genuine call for assistance from a member of the public who claimed to be in trouble. And again, police officers will do that day in, day out, without question, without thought.
And I know as part of this memorial that they're building, it's like a leaf that is taken out of it, so the shadow's left there and you get to keep that leaf with Nicola's name on. And what do you think about that? That's nice to have a piece of that whilst thinking the memorial standing there as well.
It is really, if you look at a leaf falling from a tree and you pick it up and keep it, and I think that's really nice, that, and the possibility of putting it back in there at memorial days. And again, I think that is, it's unbelievable, you know, the thought of doing that is, it fills you with pride but with immense sadness as well.
And obviously there's a campaign underway because it's got to be paid for. There's a big fundraising campaign underway. How important is it that everybody kind of does support this and does do their bit to sort of honour fallen police officers?
I think it goes back to what I was saying. It's general public, when the first people they call when there's any incidents at the police. And yeah, it's such a shame that it needs to be funded from donations. But people, like I said, the first people they call are police officers. So it's about the public giving something back to them as well in their memory.